This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Q, what would you say if you're going to...
And it's the division games.
Yeah,
sure,
no question.
Absolutely.
And 4-2 in the division, just the two losses to the Saints. So you did a good job in that regard, but not as good enough.
That's
in,
right.
In your mind, and had you gotten those two wins, we'd be talking about you playing a postseason game this weekend probably. Priority for you, and this may be, again, might be too tough to maybe figure out right now, but priority for you as far as what is number one priority in your mind right now? You'd like, obviously, there's a lot of stuff to take care of down the stretch.
Yep, here. I would say the identity of the physicality that we'd like to play with, and that's offensively, defensively, on teams. And, Arch, you can relate to that when you strike the fear of – you know what, into somebody by the way you get after it, by the way you hit, by the way you come off the ball, by the way you finish. Those are things I want to make sure we recapture in the strongest of ways.
And that physicality obviously can manifest itself in a lot of different ways, but number one way is coming off the ball and hitting people in the mouth in a run game.
Yep.
And I know that is a priority for you to get back to being that part of your identity.
And we certainly are, because it – helps in a lot of ways. I think it the run game closes the entire circle of toughness on your team, and the better you're able to run it, the better your defense is also able to stop the run. I think those things go hand in hand. They battle each other every day. They get after it against one another, and it gets them sharper and stronger as the season progresses. And the best teams usually get better as you go. And in this year's case, we had the difficult stretch in the middle where we did not. And that, more than anything, is reminding me so clearly you better have your line of scrimmage in order, both in the run game and run defense, because the weapons outside are for real. And people always know that about, you know, the way we can attack offensively. But we better have all three phases, our physicality, right.
You have a constant vigil on this team. I have a chance to watch you, and you move around and you watch what's going on. That's what a head coach is supposed to do. You have, it's your program. Did you like, or is there some adjustment to technique that you'd like to see from an offensive line standpoint to help you
right. Facilitate
what you're talking
I
about
think,
from a physicality standpoint?
Some technique, some scheme, some players in some regards. So I think
Absolutely. It's
probably a combination of all three, Arch, to say who will take on a different role at some of those spots, especially amongst the offensive line. What tweaks to the scheme that we will do. We're not going to have any wholesale changes to a new system altogether. We've got real belief. So the vision isn't changing. It's just how do we want to feature that more, and that part will change.
It's interesting. You, outside of the center and the left tackle, you worked through some combinations this year.
Yes.
Are you comfortable with what you saw? I mean, I know you're going through this 16-game evaluation, which
I'm
fascinating.
I'm comfortable at center and left tackle.
Okay.
In the same way that you had said. And past that, you scrub every bit of it. And so one of the projects we're going through with the staff now is we're all watching the season together.
Yeah. Both sides, in order, right?
In order, yeah. Both sides of the ball together. And I wanted the line's perspective, the line guys looking at the defense. I wanted the defensive guys looking at perspective of the offense. And I thought – will grow as a staff during this moment of difficulty, and knowing that everything is out there for everyone to see. Here's this light. Here's what we're shining on it. This is the performance we put out together. So how does those moments and things change to say this should never happen to this brotherhood again in terms of performing this year like we have and finishing with a losing record?
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.